Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Vandy Sports Podcast. I'm joined by Joey Dwyer and also by Mark Byington, new basketball coach at Vanderbilt. It's been almost a month now. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And I know you've got a busy schedule. I can't believe how much work you've got done already, but thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mom. When you said a month, that sounded crazy to me. I mean, every day's been 20-hour day, so I probably couldn't predict it in 2 weeks or 2 months. So it's been a lot of work, but we're off to a good start.
Yeah, you're kind of on Las Vegas time, aren't you, where everything's a blur and you're not sure if it's 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock and there's work to be done regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an early riser and not always what I want to do, but I just naturally wake up early. And right now I'm staying downtown. So if you see me riding my bike to Vanderbilt's campus early in the morning, about 5 something in the morning, just know that I'm not getting in from the night before, that I'm actually heading to work right now.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody's questioned the work ethic so far with what you've done in the portal. We'll get to that in a minute. But look, I know that you were very highly regarded in your field by your peers. I know that you had a chance, I'm sure, to take other jobs. When did you get serious about Vanderbilt and why this one?
Yeah, it was strange. I had a lot of attention this year and sometimes in years past and from different opportunities. And sometimes it wasn't the right fit or right time. And ironically, I was being pursued by a lot of different jobs. And my agent asked me, he goes, is there any job that could potentially open that's already open that you really want? And I said, I would love Vanderbilt. I was like, I think I could get it done there. I think it fits. I think there's a lot of things great about it. And at the time, I wasn't involved with the job. It just kind of was newly happening. And then it was almost, heaven sent that a couple hours later, my agent calls and said, hey, Vanderbilt just reached out. And so we started the process from there.
Obviously, you've been at a few other places, Georgia Southern, James Madison, and have turned them around. At some points, those were in bad places when you got them. And this is obviously going to require a bit of one. What does a successful first year in this job look like for you? What do you want the first year to look like? It doesn't necessarily have to be wins or losses, but just what are you looking for out of your first year?
Yeah, I mean, when you take over a situation, I've done it a couple of times now, it's you want to have a kind of a blueprint and some things that you want to do. And you get to a job and you look and say, this is better than what I thought, or I didn't anticipate this problem, but we got to fix it. And so that's no different than anything else I've taken over before, where I've seen some great things that are even better and some things that were kind of hidden behind a door that I didn't quite know about. And it just started. But well, with the team, it's getting it going. And we're not trying to say rebuild. I don't think fans want to hear that. If I'm bringing in a transfer and he's got 1 year left, I don't think he wants to say, let's rebuild and be good in the future. So everything's going in and out. And what that means, don't quite know yet. We still got a couple more roster spots open, but it starts with the players. And then after that, I want the fans to love this team. I want the students to get behind this team. And they're going to do that a lot with winning. But at the same time, if they see how hard we're playing, it's a fun way to play, they might see where this thing's going. But it's not saying, all right, let's take our time getting there. I mean, these are important past couple weeks and the weeks ahead of us that's going to dictate what we're going to do January, February, March. And we're all in right now. We really are.
Mark, you talk about the things that you realize when you get a job, surprises, pleasant, unpleasant, things like that. What is different about this job, maybe that you didn't know, how you perceive it differently, or maybe just the state of the program than it was when you took it a month or so ago?
I mean, it's hard to even reflect back that way. Everything was happening so fast that what it was like. And so you get on a job and you want to evaluate the current team. And you're doing that first thing is, all right, what does the team look like? And you got to put your staff into place and other people. And I brought three with me, but I hired two that weren't with me last year. That one came from Drake and the other came from Colorado, and had to get a strength coach in place. And so I wanted to get that team in place, evaluate our current team, and then after that, figure out what's going to be next going forward. So, it hasn't been like where we've even stopped to think about where it was. It's We wake up every day saying this is what we got to do today, and let's go do it, no matter how long it takes. And then there's going to be another challenge tomorrow, and let's attack that.
You obviously mentioned your staff, and I think something that you've harped on and your staff's harped on a lot in the past is positionless basketball. I think at times there's been misconceptions about what positionless basketball really is. What does it look like for you? And is it just guys being able to do multiple things well, defend multiple positions? And how much does that kind of bake into what you're looking for in a player when you're recruiting the portal?
Yeah, so I mean, if you're thinking about basketball, even like 15, 20 years ago, the point guard wasn't supposed to score. And you have point guards who are, hey, if they were doing their job, they didn't shoot and they got 8, 9 assists, and everybody's happy with the point guard. And then maybe you got a 6'10" guy and your job was to go to the block and not shoot threes and not dribble the ball, but go to the block. Well, I mean, we're that, and then we're amplified in that. I mean, you're going to see big guys bring the ball down the court. If they can do it, they're going to do it. You're going to see them shoot threes. You're going to see guards score, guards pass. And by positionless means, it's finding guys who can make the right play regardless of size. And we need size. I mean, we need athleticism and size to be able to guard, be able to move. But we're trying to find a skill set where they can do multiple things out there. And I think that's where you get in positionless, where the more things they could do on offense, the better they can move on defense, and then with athleticism and size, the better we can be in all those areas.
Mark, when I was talking to people in the industry about you when you were taking the job, and you may hate me for this later, but I was asking for comparisons, and this is a big one, especially with what's happened since. But somebody dropped the Nate Oates comp on you in terms of how you approach your job, how you approach maybe offense, those kind of things. Is that, again, those are big shoes. He just went to the Final Four. He's won some conference titles. But in terms of how you play, and I'm thinking positionless, up-tempo, the things that Nate Oates does that you recognize when you watch his teams play. Is that a little bit of a blueprint for what you want to be? And if not, maybe how would that differ?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Nate's done a tremendous job at Alabama and at Buffalo too, and I think we have similarities in some things the way we see the game, and especially in pace per game. They are, they're kind of cut and dry, and then they're elite at it where they're shooting threes or shooting layups. There's nothing in between, and I'm not just have a hard fast rule on that, but at the same time, I think if you look at their team and the points per game and kind of offense efficiency and some of the teams I've coached in the last couple of years, some similar stats stick out. But I wouldn't say, I say we do some things similar, but I don't think it's exactly the same blueprint in how we do it.
Obviously, you can't mention specific names, but a lot of people have seen what you've done in the portal over the last few weeks. Just how happy are you with what you've gotten there? And moving forward, how much of your teams do you want to be portal driven versus high school recruiting?
Yeah, I'll do the second one first. I think you're going to have to be portal driven no matter what these days. And would I like to bring in a high school player that was a talented player and then watch him all 4 years? Yes, I would. But it's times are different and you better adapt to it or you're not going to survive. And so the portal is going to be in play, not just for us, but for every coach. And not just for coaches taking over a new job. It's going to be for every coach no matter what. He could be there 20 years, but he's still gonna have roster turnover. And so you're gonna see the roster is kind of gonna be, depending on what we need. I do think it's gonna be a chance for younger players to kind of get in play starting next year, because it's gonna be the last year, the extra COVID year. So you're gonna be losing 200 or 300 players. You're losing the senior class and the grad class all in the same ones. But with how we build a team right now, our philosophy is, to be old and to find guys who are proven college players, and whether they've been into a high level or they haven't been at the high level, to find guys that have something to prove. And it's the NCAA tournament's addictive. The guys that haven't been there, I want them to get there. And I want the guys who come to Vanderbilt to not say, you know what, we're in a great school, a great city, and we're just happy with that. I want them to come here and say, you know what, winning is going to make all this stuff even better. And so to be driven by that and to be unselfish. So we found the right guys so far. Got a couple more to go. And I'm excited to coach them already. It's they're not all here and some of them are returning, but we'll have to wait to June. But June's going to be fun for me.
Mark, the portal and Vanderbilt haven't always mixed. You've got the 60-hour rule that some schools don't have to deal with. A lot of schools don't have to deal with it. And yet, as we sit here, I guess unofficially, you've landed seven guys in a matter of weeks. How have you been able to pull that off?
Yeah, I mean, well, everybody at Vanderbilt's been great, from compliance to admissions and in helping us. You know, sometimes we bring them a recruit and they say no, but we get a quick answer, so we're able to move on and go a different direction and fast. And you know, they're trying to work with us, and so we got a couple graduate school players, so they don't quite apply to that. And then we got a couple guys where, you know, they come from good academic places or good or being good students, and they just fit. And my staff's done a great job. We try to identify guys quickly and go after them. And, you know, it's still going to be a case where, you know, we got to find players, and sometimes it's going to be close to being able to get them into Vanderbilt or not. And if we can, then we'll go with it. But if not, we'll try to find somebody else.
We talked a lot about your staff, and I just wanted to ask you, how did you go about putting that together? What were you looking for in terms of each of your guys, and how did it come together with each of the guys that obviously weren't with you before?
Yeah, the three guys that came with before, I wanted some continuity and guys understanding, you know, our language and how we do things and the blueprint of our program. And all of them guys have done a great job, you know, for me in different capacities. And I thought right away bringing them on was important. But then on the other side, you know, I wanted assistant coaches that had different types of experiences and been at the different levels in different parts of the country. And I mean, Rick Ray's been an SEC head coach, you know, tremendous SEC experience. And, you know, this coach at Colorado, I think they're going to have three players drafted in the NBA this year at Colorado, mm-hmm. and had a good team and Clemson. And he's well-rounded. I'm going to lean on him because sometimes, even though I'm going into my 12th year, I think, as a head coach, even though I've been the head coach for a while, you still want to have somebody else that kind of understands what you're going through. And then I brought in Tom from Drake, and, you know, Tom's got tremendous SEC experience and all kinds of experience. He was recruited pros at Indiana. He's also, you know, been in the SEC. He's been at Florida, and he's been at Dayton as a high level program. So he's got ties and recruiting stuff everywhere, and they're both great basketball minds. And I just didn't want people to come in and think like me. I like sometimes I understand how we want to do things, but I'm open to, if you got a better way, let's say it. And so sometimes you got to bring in outside guys with experiences to get that.
Mark, the last thing I want to do is get you in any trouble. So I'm going to ask you a question. I'll let you answer it either generally or specifically as you see fit, depending on where guys are or aren't in the process. You've landed seven transfers as we speak. If you can speak to any of those individually and what they bring, that'd be great. If not, if you can just speak to your haul in general and what you feel like you found, that would be nice too.
Yeah, so I think I'm not allowed to talk about them, and I think it's one of the few NCAA rules left right now.
I'm not sure either.
or maybe they're not enforcing the other ones, but they're going to enforce this one. So I'm going to stay away from that part of it. But what I will say in generality is, you know, we wanted guys, like I was saying, that's done some things in college that was older. And, you know, we're bringing them from different levels. And some guys have, you know, already proven themselves at a highest level, but have more in them. I think can do more. And then some other guys that have been at different levels, you know, I think they fit Vanderbilt and our style. And I think even they can take it to another level. So we're trying to find toughness. We're trying to find guys to compete. And the challenge right now is going to be for not just for us and everybody else is meshing everybody together with chemistry quickly. And, you know, you got guys will get here in June and you got to try to get them to do things as one and do things as a team when they all got individual goals too. But we're trying to do background checks and character checks on all the guys we're bringing in to make sure that they're going to be about the right things. And we can have them achieve individual success and have that part, but the team's got to be number one. And so far, we're real happy with what we've done there.
Coach, last one I got for you. Obviously, it's been about a month like we talked about. Are you kind of where you expected to be in the build at that point? Are you ahead of schedule? What do you feel like? Where do you feel like you are relative to what your expectation was?
Yeah, Joey, I don't even think about it that way. You know, we are where we are, and let's just keep trying to get better. And you know, our roster's not done. You know, there's a lot ahead of us, and trying to put together a schedule and a team and all that. But it's still right now is it's still our roster, still our team is the most important thing. And I have other things I want to do coming up. I can't wait to kind of spend time with former players. And reach out to them and not be so distracted with trying to find current ones and then a fan base and alumni and getting out more in the community. All that's going to come, but this is a crucial 3 or 4 weeks right now. And there's not much time for my day for anything else but this. And as soon as that's done, then we'll start getting everything else in order.
Well, Mark, I know your time is valuable. We said we try to hold you to 15 minutes. I think we're right there. So thank you so much. Hope to do more of these in the future, and best of luck as you do all the things that come with taking the new job and the portal and all that.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Joey. It was fun. Appreciate it.